KQED.
Joining us first is Brett Eastwood. He's a Californian from Discovery Bay who was at the Country Music Festival in Las Vegas last night. And Brent Eastwood, good to have you with us on Forum. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Could you describe, Brett Eastwood, for us what you observed and what you experienced firsthand?
Just at a concert like I've been to probably 500 or 1,000 times. I'd even just seen Jason Aldean a few days prior at Concord Pavilion. So, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. You're just at a concert enjoying music. It's probably 5 or 6, 7 songs into it. And next thing you know, we hear this pop, 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 pop. And, you know, my first reaction is some idiot throwing fireworks like I'm in a Raider game or something. And next thing you know, Jason Aldean and the band runs off the stage. And you're kind of like, man, it's just fireworks. And the next thing you know, you hear this pop, 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 pop. And you look around and people are starting to hit the ground. And my buddy's like, oh, my God, that person shot. And then it kicks in. You're like, oh, my, you know, this is real. This is really happening, and we're here. Unbelievable. We happen to be right next to some bleachers, so we kind of hit the ground. My buddy lifts up this fence, like this little metal gate, and makes a crawl space for us, and we crawl under the bleachers. There's about 30 other people under there, just kind of hovering, hanging out, not sure what's going on. And the noise, as you can see on the, you know, news reports, is just, it sounds like this person's right above you on the bleachers. I mean, it's loud. People are screaming. People are crying. My friend takes a, he's got his phone going. Of course, I didn't think about that. I'm just worried, is the next bullet going to hit me in the head? And he's recording, and there's a lady that was shot in the face, and these two guys drag her over to, like, kind of where we're at, and they're trying to, you know, get her near us, and you're 2 feet away from this lady that's literally dying, and we don't know if she made it or not. My buddy doesn't think so. And we're just hovering, and he wants to make a run for it. He's like, I think we should go, and we're arguing. I'm like, I think we should stay. You know, I don't think we should be here. I think we should just hover. You know, we're under this bleachers. It's safe. His first thing was he felt the bleachers were going to collapse on us because there was a bunch of people on top of them, and we just stayed there for, you know, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes of just nonstop rounds after rounds after rounds.
And I imagine you must have been in a state of what can only be described as terror.
The only, it kept going through your mind, you know, is there one person? Is there 10 shooters? And in my mind, I don't know why, I was picturing like a machine, like a bomb or some sort of thing that was in the stadium, because they warned you going in. And I'm picturing, is it like some mechanical thing that's just firing bullets off? Because people were just getting hit all over. You know, nobody knew at that point it was one shooter up in a hotel on the 32nd floor or whatever it was. You didn't know that, right? You just, all you're hearing is gunshots. And you would think a couple of minutes later, the police would take care of it and whatever happens. We're literally 15 minutes under these bleachers of just shooting after shooting after shooting. And then went about 3 or 4 minutes without anything. And then we decided to make a run for it. And once we got out to the parking lot, then we made it across the street to the MGM Grand. There was a lot of chaos, you know, horns honking, people running. One thing that threw me off as I'm walking through MGM, this has been going on, let's say 20 minutes now, 20, 25 minutes, right? As I'm walking through MGM, which is right across the street, what do you see? People playing blackjack, rolling dice. It was unbelievable. I'm like, how is this going on when I just had to walk over dead bodies right across the street, and we're still playing crap?
No, in fact, there was a great fire in Las Vegas, I remember, and people were still staying at their machines. They didn't want to give them up. Really, a terrifying report that you've given us, and one that certainly creates a graphic and vivid picture of what you went through. I'm glad you came out of it, and I thank you so much for joining us. That's Brett Eastwood. He lives in Discovery Bay, California. He was at the Country Music Festival last night.